These ideas that we've been talking about on Advent are so monumental that sometimes we don't get our head around the right thing. In the first couple of weeks of Advent, we talked about the advent of the coming child. And of course, that's the heart of the Christmas celebration for most of us. And the anticipation. We talked about the advent of the fulfillment of prophecy. And the Savior is coming. And then last week, we really talked about another advent. Because when Jesus comes back, we should be looking forward. We should be having what is the advent of his return. Because upon his return, we who are in Christ become sons and heirs of the Most High God. So we look forward again to the coming of the Lord. And over the last 4 weeks, we sort of take an aerial view of the life of Jesus and his times. We know he's coming back, but see, we don't know the hour or the day. If you have your Bible with you, turn into Matthew chapter 24. All of this Advent and anticipation of the second coming of Christ, we can get all fired up about that. But see, the thing is, you have to be careful because he is coming back and we have to be prepared. And we have to know that it's coming. It's one thing to start in November, or in some cases, late November, working on getting Christmas ready. We need to be thinking way ahead about our situation when Christ returns. In Matthew, the 24th chapter, we're going to be reading from beginning at verse 32. And Jesus uses this discussion about a fig tree because he's talking to an audience that is agricultural, and a lot of his parables have to do with planting and reaping and sowing because that's the way they would understood it. And he begins here telling these agricultural-minded people that, listen, you know that certain signs mean that something's coming. That's how you live your lives. But he's going to go on to say, you need to be looking at the signs just like you look at the weather and looking at the signs about seasons. You need to be looking at the signs about the second coming of our Lord. So let's look into the scriptures together. It begins with this. It says, from the fig tree, learn its lesson. As soon as its branches become tender and puts out its leaves, you know that summer is near. So the audience would have related it to that. I said, well, of course, when I see certain things, I know what's coming. Now he tells them there's going to be signs of Jesus is coming. So also, when you see all these things, you know that he is near at the very gates. So when you see these things are coming near, so what's he talking about? Well, at the very beginning of the chapter, this is what he told them. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not alarmed, for this must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there will be famines and earthquakes in various places. So he's connecting the two. He's saying, when you see certain signs in your agriculture work, you know something's coming. And he's saying, I'm telling you that there are signs that Jesus is coming back. These are not the end of things. They're precursors of the second coming of man. The Son of Man. We may not know the hour or the day, but we can be sensitive and in tune to the seasons of his return. One thing is certain, these things will most certainly take place. Why? Because they are articulated in the Word of God. In this case, from the very mouth of Jesus himself. He makes this assurance absolutely certain and clear. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. People will tell you today that the stuff that's in the Bible, it's good and it's one of the best books ever written. Now, of course, it's written 2,000 years ago, and some of this stuff doesn't really apply to us today. That's not what the Son of God said. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. This is the direction given by God. He is coming back. We await the advent of his return with as much anticipation as the Jews awaited his first coming. So we should be clear on what to expect. Christians are often talk about the rapture and the second coming of Christ as almost interchangeable items. If we await that Christ's return, we should do so with a clear picture of how it's going to go down. See, the rapture and the second coming are similar but separate events. Both involve Jesus returning. Both are end times events. The rapture is the return of Christ in the clouds to remove all believers from the earth before the time of God's wrath. Now, where do we get that? Well, Paul tells the Thessalonians pretty clearly. For this we declare to you by the word from the Lord, that we who are alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, with the sound of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will always be with the Lord. Therefore, encourage one another with these words. You know, what's interesting is this particular scripture is one that you very often hear at memorial services, at graveside services, to comfort those who are left behind, and make them understand that when Christ comes back, the dead in Christ are going to rise first, and then we're all going to rise with him. And generally speaking, this is what we're talking about when we talk about the rapture. And if there's four different views of end times hitting in the congregation at the moment, relax. I'm not going to make you pick one, because there's all kinds of premillennial, postmillennial, amillennial, but we're not going there. But what is clear in the scriptures is that when Christ comes back, the dead in Christ will rise first and will be caught up to meet him in the air. So that would be the rapture. The rapture and the second coming are similar but separate. This is God coming back, taking out the Christians. The second coming is the return of Christ to earth to bring the tribulation to an end and to defeat the Antichrist and establish his millennial kingdom. So where do we get that? Well, that's in the wrap-up. In Revelation 19, it says this, "Then I saw heaven open, and behold, a white horse. The one sitting on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and makes war. His eyes are like a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written that no one knows but himself. He is clothed in a robe dipped in blood, and the name by which he is called is the Word of God." And listen to this. "And the armies of heaven, arrayed in fine linen, white and pure, were following him on a white horse. And from his mouth comes a sharp sword with which to strike down the nations. And he will rule."